You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Mike Havoc Breakfast thanks to Burger Fuel.
As Phoenix tinkle away there, a French band Phoenix coming to play there for the first time in New Zealand at Auckland City Limits Music Festival, March 3rd at Western Springs, along with Beck, Justice, Grace Jones, Peking Duck, Tash Sultana, George Ezra, The Libertine, Thundercat, The Avalanches, Head and Heart, D4, Carseat Headrest, Stave, Cigarette Head Like a Hole, Aranda, Catch Fire, Swing, Drax Project, and a million trillion other cool bands on that on what will be an amazing day. What about you kids?
And you know what?
Hold on, what about your kids?
Well, because see that poster up there? Yeah. They forgot the kids stuff on there. No, they didn't forget it. That's why we're up here today to talk about it.
Hey, look at everyone. It's Finn from XB 95BFM Kids Show.
It's been
Finn.
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years since I retired.
Woe betide your molly whoppy, eh? That's all I can say to that.
And here I am. And so that's why I'm up today to talk about
it. You only did it for a few years, though, eh?
Yeah, only like 21. I know, it started coming out when I was about 14.
I know.
BFM still addicted to it. Smells the same.
Do you like the colour scheme? The colour scheme's changed a lot.
It's very dark.
No,
in the hallway.
A massive, great big,
you know, deconstructed here. But
deconstructed,
so,
cheap.
So I've come to talk about the kids. There's actually a whole zone dedicated
Auckland.
To kids.
Auckland, skinny limits.
Which is so kind of crazy because usually you were talking about kids before the prime. You know, you're talking as the prime minister, and usually you get a babysitter and you go to a gig. Something that you think, oh, this is really cool. I'm going to go and see all my favourite bands. I'm going to leave you kids at home. Auckland City Limits is promoting you to bring your kid along and go, hey, kids, I think you're cool. I'm bringing you up like to be cool. So come and see these cool bands. Yeah. And so you go and hang out. And then the kids can say, hey, mum and dad, or auntie and uncle, or whoever is bringing you along. Come and check out the stuff that I'm into as well. Come along to Kitty Limits.
Because we all know that Aucklanders can't afford babysitters anymore as well. So, I mean, it's important that we get them along. Well, we took last year, but that was my favourite part, actually, yeah. of the year before. The original Auckland City Limits.
Yeah.
Was Auckland. The kids section probably spent more time there than anywhere else.
Because you know what? There's like trees and soft grass.
But it's really cool. It's like they had this thing where you just chuck on a piece of plastic over the top of these kids and say, there's a paintbrush, there's a big wall.
Go for
it. Here's the mural, this is what we've got going so far. You guys just pick some colours and get into it. Do whatever you want. And when you hit the kid, just do what you want to do. And they go, and they, that's when they consider they go, it. They stand back and they go, right, yes, I'm going
to. The pressure.
Do that can I still remember how to do that purple circle?
How do I? What happens if you put red and yellow together? What colour does that?
Yeah, if it doesn't work, just cry and refresh, you know?
But so that's also. So
and Auckland, songs too. Songs.
Yep. So Auckland Kitty Limits has a stage. And so there's going to be a whole lot of bands playing throughout the day. So we've got Itty Bitty Beats, we've got Claudia Gunn and Band. Chris Lamb Sam from the Funky Monkeys. We've got Cirque de JP. We've got a French magician guy doing optical illusions and magic. We've got Chanel Davis in band, and we've got Captain Festus McBoyle. And so they're going to be playing throughout the day between 11 and 5. And then between sets, we're going to have activities happening.
Great activities too. They're awesome.
See, this is the thing. Is that I'm really passionate about people touching things and feeling real objects and making real things. And so, like you're talking about with the painting, there's lots of things that you can do physically. One of the cool things is we've got the Sandringham Jewelers. We've got 8 jewelers coming along to make. You can come and make a crystal
diamonds.
Necklace.
Do you book what? Them? Do you book them in eights? So, book them.
Yeah, book them in eights. Yeah, it's kind of like it's little less than eggs.
Explain.
Yeah. When I was putting this together, I thought, okay.
Hold on, it's not a sweatshop, is it? I'm not just getting kids to do all the work.
Why didn't I think of this? You get to come along, and everything in Kitty Limits is free to you know all the activities to come and do. So you can come along and you can make some jewellery to wear around the concert. So you can
show
have
off.
An experience working with real jewellers, you know, but real jewellers, you know, people that is their craft. And so you can make something to wear around the festival. And kids, I always, you know, I'm an active relaxer. Kids are active relaxers. It's like, do you just want to sit there and do nothing? Kids are like, oh no.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, you know, we've got painting, we've got jewellery things, we've got, you can go get your tattoo, rub on tattoo, put on, you darts, face painting, and a whole lot of other things that I'm
darts,
still,
you say?
Yeah, man, paper darts.
Okay, I thought you meant darts, like as in
paper planes.
Because you were talking about jewellery and tattoos, and I thought ciggies were the logical next step, but
that's just massage parlors.
Hey, but we have also the other really great thing that's there. We had them last time. Is we've got a parent space coming along. So if you are a young mum, or a young dad, or when you've got some little ones and you need a place to change nappies or just chill out, have a little kip. We have some comfy chairs to just kick back in.
Yep.
And some little mini massages for carrying around your heavy babies. So, yeah, Kitty Limits is
this sounds all very great, but I can't afford to buy my under 10-year-old's tickets.
Well, Mikey, aren't you lucky? So 10 and under are free to the festival. So
to the whole festival.
And so Kitty Limits, so the festival goes on until the night. Kitty Limits is opened 11 until 5. And so, you know, you can just get... your babysitter for the evening, get grandma to turn up at the gate and whoosh, out at five. And
then love you!
See you in the morning!
Or the morning really, after that really one!
That's a solid idea.
And so, but I mean, last time it was really cool. There were just, you know, families just hanging out in Kitty Limits.
Yeah, I love those.
Just chilling out, having a good time. And also you're just there to see the bands and do activities. You're not distracted. Put your phone in your pocket, turn it off, whatever. Just enjoy being together and having this cool time.
Unless you're trying to sort of text the other kids from playgroup that you're supposed to meet up with as well.
Yeah, and then also I was asking about what happens if kids get lost. They all get registered when they come in. So
That's right. Yeah,
so kids will be found very quickly. Yeah.
So you can't swap kids?
Don't worry about that, no.
And the other thing too is that's because when we went last time, I think my stepdad was 6, I think.
Yeah.
And 6, 7. And you soon realise that they're not so into standing there facing one direction for half an hour, you know.
No.
Yeah, nodding appreciatively and going, yeah, these guys are really out there. Yeah.
And you know what? If you've been watching somebody, you get pretty inspired watching somebody on stage. We've got a 6-hour karaoke party happening.
All right. Okay. Actually, yeah. So how old do you have to be to
well, you, maybe you could dress up. You know, you're there with your kids, so it's not a Kitty Limits is not a drop-off zone. You can't dump your kids there.
Yeah. No. That's what. Yeah,
and that's really cool. there to engage. And I was just thinking, you know, doing this. So this is the second year that I've worked with the Auckland City Limits crew. And I was thinking about when I first started up on the kids show, and we used to have remember New Zealand Music Month, where you had to play a BFM was 100% New Zealand music for a week. That was really difficult at the beginning. There wasn't much. And then towards the end, it was like, there's so many good New Zealand kids artists out there. It was hard kind of not exclude somebody. And this lineup this year is completely different to the one that we had the year before. And there's just so much great talent. Musicians actually making music for kids.
Yeah. So I remember because I bumped into Jeremy Wells, my good friend, New Boy Jeremy Wells, and his family at the face painting.
Yeah.
So we had a catch up there, and I just remember just trying to look for a better word than wafting, but just, you know, just
chatting.
Well, no, just because there's some guy singing a song up on stage about farts, and it was just like, you know, this is, you know, and the kids like, and just sort of go, this is different than what I expected to be doing today, you know. You don't do this every weekend. And then went out and saw some blisteringly cool bands and then back and did a bit of critical painting evaluation and then home.
That's right. Well, Grace Jones makes a lot of her own costumes and accessories. And if you can
What an inspiration
that,
to kids.
Wow. In Kitty Limits. And then you can wear the stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What about? Is that gonna sway the judges in your 6-hour karaoke contest? If you know, like a Grace Jones. Oh my God, Grace Jones lookalike contest would be amazing.
I wonder if we could get Grace Jones to come along and do some karaoke.
She'd probably be a nasty bitch about it. Eh? She'd probably be like, no, not good enough. Go back and try again.
Like whatever. I'll be like,
stand. Yeah! Put your shoulders back.
That's right, kids. Watch how it's done. Step back.
Hey, Finn. So let's recap on all the important stuff without me talking over it.
Okay, so. Saturday, 3rd of March, Western Spring Stadium. Kitty Limits is in the Motat, back of Motat, in the Village Green. So it's really cosy in there. Kitty Limits is open from 11 until 5, and it is not a drop-off zone. You go there and enjoy it with your family. And
you
kids
go in and out.
And it's just like cruising around, go get your food.
Fluid is
back,
what it is.
That's right. It's a festival.
Semi-permeable membrane.
Yep. And the of course, the most important thing for
under 10 and under, free. So come along. And you can go along to AucklandCityLimit.com to check out any more information.
Finn, can you come in every morning for an hour or then?
This is fun. You know what? I'm going back to university this year.
Okay.
So maybe I'll come visit.
I've never been to university apart from the 20 years I've worked at this university.
There you are.
Right. And what are you doing? You might do what you mean.
That could be a conversation for another day.
Okay.
You are Dorian Gray, though, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah. Bye.
We're going to talk to you more about this before the festival again.
Yeah.
Even though that's only just around the corner now, isn't it?
Jesus,
come around. It's creepy. There's too many hopscotch. Hey guys. Hey listeners. Hey BFMers. It's 13 minutes to 9.
Doing what I'm.
You're listening to BFM Breakfast. Thank you for that. Love you lots.
Walking in the rain.
like a woman, looking like a man, sounding like a no-no, making when I can, whistling in the darkness, shining in the light, coming to conclusion, right is night is time, walking, walking in the rain.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.